Hello, good evening.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Leif from Denmark.
Hey, Leif. How's it going?
Hi, Leif.
Hi.
Thorsten.
André here.
André, sorry for missing the Monday MC, but there was some last-minute interruption. Like, first day after vacation is always kind
No problem. You're not the only one who missed it.
I missed it too.
Doesn't make it really better, but
sorry, also. I was away.
I'm just checking today's agenda and I see no new items. Could it be right?
That's been short call then, or.
If we agree that it's a short call, then I can take the notes.
So let's quickly agree that it's a short call, so André takes the note, and then we see.
Okay. I can see that Italo sent a message about half an hour ago that he would be approximately 5 minutes late.
Okay. Anyway, I just checked the history at the wiki page and I see no removal or additions to the agenda item, so it's still the same agenda as on Saturday.
Hi, it's Michael. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello!
Yes, indeed. The agenda looks stale to me as well.
Yeah. Because the item foundation status update has been done on Saturday already. Trademark policy and logo policy is also on Saturday. And the fourth item, the Windows screenshot, on the minutes of the day. So Florian will be drafting a message. So I see nothing new for the day.
Well, of course, we could, whatever question from the public comes in on the channel, handle that, and maybe go through the work items, and then adjourn quickly. I think we should start anyway, and I don't think we have a quorum yet, or do we? Sorry, there's just lots of background noise, some wind noise or something. I'm not hearing what you say.
That's probably me.
Okay. So we have 5 people able to vote. This should establish a quorum, or not? Do we need 6?
Yes, I think, well, we have 5 participants, and all of them being either members or deputies, so I correct myself. Indeed, we have a quorum. So let's start. Notes taker, that's André today. Thanks for that. Foundation status update. Anybody, any news on anything there?
Only one comment. I did an update to the budget recently, so this was not yet sent to the steering committee members, so I would resend this one. Because this would be the budget that is then used for filing to the authority.
It sounds like no objections.
Yeah.
No objections for getting more information. That's nice. Okay, so besides this, no news from my side. Next item was the trademark policy and logo policy. So I see nothing new to be discussed. From the last ministers, Florian will be drafting a sentence to summarize the position. This was not yet done, as far as I know.
Yeah. I also haven't heard anything there, so the last thing I heard was like it's vacation time, things are going slowly.
That's quite correct.
So, should we have a look at the work items? Maybe the priority zero or importance zero ones. I see some QA workflow things. Maybe that's something that you were talking about on the QA weekend, Andre.
You are referring to the work items in the wiki?
Yes.
Wait a moment. I need to get the page. Yes, we have been discussing this at the QA weekend, but as far as I know, Rainer Bielefeld gave an overview about this in the ESC, and it's in one of the ESC minutes right after the weekend, as far as I've seen. So I think we in general have some problems because we use the free desktop org Baxilla, and we are not in every case free to use Baxilla as we want or as we would need. So Rainer was going to ask the Baxilla admins to have more flexibility for LibreOffice, and then we'll come up with a status update on this later in the year, I think.
So Rainer is a Baxilla admin now for LibreOffice?
Ah, that's cool.
So he can at least add release candidates and things when they're needed. But, yeah, there are still problems with it. It needs upgrading. Let me poke Tolef. Ah, he's not online now. Yes. We really need an upgrade of Bugzilla there, I think.
Hello, Italo.
Hi, Italo.
Hey, Italo.
Hello.
The good news is that
hello.
At least the stuff is being worked on, and that's, I think, the important news
yeah.
here.
Apart from that, we have the general problems that although many people like to help with testing and with QA, it's, for the starter, it's quite complex. to handle the Bugzilla, but this is not specific to LibreOffice. This is in any case. The start is complex, but once you get used to it, it's more easy, I think.
So what for the sake of keeping this list or this table up to date, what would you suggest to put for the status here, like 10%, 20%?
I would say it's about 50% because it's more or less defined by, as the other project will call it, lazy consensus, what we do. But I would check if we have some basic documentation. I know we have, but I think it's spread around the wiki at the moment.
Okay, so but you would kind of track that and update it.
Yep.
Wonderful. Thank you. So the other priority zero thing is the legal entity. I think we are as far as possible with that. Don't see much way of pushing that even further, besides the, of course, having the budget, but you said that's in the works.
Yeah. Well, there's indeed one prior one item missing, that's the elections for the board of directors.
Oh, so, right.
We still need to formally announce this. This means you would have to shift the proposed schedule because we missed the announcement mail for more than a week now. What is currently missing is that we wanted to approve Simon Fitz as election secretary. So this was already approved but was not announced yet. So I don't know if anybody can find some nice words on this and then hand over to Simon so that he can go and announce the elections and just write some words on why it's important to elect the board of directors and so on.
Sure, I can take that.
We need two elections currently, don't we? The ESC, the membership committee and the board of directors, right?
I would do the elections on a membership committee right after the board of directors.
Okay, right, so two elections.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Italo, we can hear you from far, far distant.
No, I mean, I'm in my house, so you hear me very distant.
It's
the same location where I am usually.
Yes, no, I hear you. I thought you were saying something, but it sounded like 100
No,
miles
I'm leaving
away.
Tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow to Sicily, so I'm going to be very much south, almost Africa. Let's say the northest part of Africa.
You're going to Libya for a vacation?
No, it's Sicily.
Sicily.
Fair enough.
My wife is from there, so I can speak about Sicily this way.
Cool. So it doesn't seem like you're the best guy to be writing Simon Phipps's promotional whatever. It seems like Torsten is the best guy to do that, but he's just trying to avoid it, you know?
Yeah, Torsten already volunteered for it.
I mean, it won't be nice words from me, but at least words. Anyway, any other urgently missing tasks on that? On that page, we should put someone to work on, or is that it?
You're still on the work items, or?
Yes.
Mm. so I'm still trying to get more non-developers included in the development process. Means writing the thing that you don't, that you must not call specification. But I wouldn't list this as work item. It's just something I want to do, but not necessarily to be documented or to be written at a page.
Mm. Yeah, and it doesn't really appear to have really high importance. I mean, it's not critical now. Like it's not like the other things that we mentioned, which are critical now. Okay, so unless we have questions from the audience, I think we are done with the agenda. Unless someone wants to amend it.
I have a question, and I'm sorry if I ask stupid questions, but I'm on vacation, and I'm actually on a trekking right now, so I don't have internet connection or anything. But there's been a discussion on email the last couple of weeks regarding support of Microsoft formats or XML. Has that been discussed in the steering committee formally?
How interesting. Which mailing list was the discussion on?
So could you
I think it was on the discuss list.
Could you repeat what was with Microsoft formats?
Well, it was a discussion whether, I think it was a group of German municipalities, city councils that wishes to start a project of improving the OXML support. City of Freiburg, I guess.
Do you, by chance, recall the subject or who
the
was?
The subject has been something about M-dollar, should we support M-dollar formats or something?
Yeah, I think I remember the discussion. So this was triggered around the time of the ODS Plugfest in Berlin.
Did no one trigger Steno?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Sophie?
I think it's ignore MS legacy.
Ah, yes, fair enough.
Okay. Yeah.
So what is the question to the steering committee? Could you formalize that, do you think?
The question is, I think we need a formal decision whether this will be supported by the Document Foundation or at least accept it as a project that will be accept this. There are external sponsors that are willing to sponsor a project, and I mean Charles has been quite sharp in his response to the subject, that he didn't want the PDF to support the project, but the discussion has been like we will probably accept such project if it comes. But the discussion, I think the discussion is rather important, that we get a clear decision from the TDF whether this will be accepted or not.
So, this is Michael. Here is my quick 2 cents on it from a developer perspective. If people produce good code that is not buggy and foul, and that does something useful, which our users want to do, such as loading or saving in weirdo formats, whatever they are, whether they're Microsoft or Adobe Flash proprietary formats or whatever it is that people have to deal with, then I think we should certainly take that code and incorporate it.
And that's exactly. The discussion has been that one side, yes, any improvement of the code, it's a free software project. If you approve the code, you have the right to improve the code. But because it's the Microsoft format, there's a political, some kind of yes, but we might not accept it anyway. What we need is a clear, what we need from the TDF is a clear announcement. If we have good code, and we don't have to say that we support XML, but we can say we support whatever file format is required from the customers or whatever.
So we have already a statement on OpenXML, which we agreed and published some time ago. That's available on the web. And I think it's quite clear on that topic in terms of not recommending the format and, you know, warning about its use by default and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, continuing to act as a free software project does, i.e. including good code. So, yeah, I mean, we support lots and lots of weirdo binary file formats, from GIF through to Flash, through Windows Metafile, Starview Metafile. Yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on.
But in the current situation, there's a doubt whether if somebody do a piece of code of good quality, there has actually been, I think there's a doubt whether this code will be accepted.
So there may be a doubt on the discuss list, but I think if you look on the developer list, where the developers are, I hope there's no doubt at all. At least
so
I'm not aware of any.
What I'm looking for is perhaps a more clear announcement. Perhaps not an announcement, but some kind of clear statement that if somebody wants to produce a piece of good code that improves the application, there will not be a political decision saying, no, we'll not implement it.
Sounds good
but
to me.
But I think we had that exactly that with the statement Michael was referring to.
Yeah, we should just make that statement more obvious, I think.
Stick that out and...
We had something in the FAQ, and I think we somewhere have also an explicit statement on this, so I can try to find the reference at the website or at the wiki and put it to the...
We'll paste it on IRC, Andre. Just paste it in.
The problem is that there has been statements in the discussion, on the discuss list, I think it's on the discuss list, from, especially Charles, that stated something else.
But I don't find any message from Charles in that thread, at least not in this ignore blah blah legacy thread you were referring to. I just don't see any... Charles' message there, but maybe I'm just...
Who is it that's speaking, incidentally? I didn't catch the name.
Pardon?
Who is speaking?
I am speaking. I'm live from Denmark.
Okay.
And I'm actually deputy for Charles.
Ah, perfect. Right.
Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. You know, not a problem.
I have been around for about a couple of months, and I'm sorry for that.
Okay, so that's great. I think we covered that topic. Is there anything else that needs to be said?
From my point of view, the topic, my question has been answered so far, yeah.
Okay, any further questions then? Otherwise, I think we can adjourn.
I have just a question for you guys who are good at mathematics. Is it possible to have the commit statistics for the last 3 months?
Yes, it's possible to have them for the last 3 months, but it takes about a quarter an hour to generate them and more time to check them. And, yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Okay.
So I prefer not to have to do that. If there is a desperate need for it, I think we can.
No, it was a question, not a desperate need.
Okay, yeah. So, Yeah. We can do that. You want to change the graph so it looks...
No. I don't want to change the graph. It's just to understand a little bit myself. I'll try. I will try to use your data, the data that you have already shared, to see if I am able. But I'm not as good at mathematics as you are, guys.
No, that's fine. You did a great job with the data, Italo. I think it's harder.
Michael, just as this, I think it takes you 5 seconds. Can you forward me again your spreadsheet with the commit data?
Sure. Yeah, it's possible. So we can certainly do that. Yes, that doesn't give you the change sets per. So it just depends what you measure. If you want to measure commits, which is what we're currently measuring there, that's very different from number of people who committed once.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I try to work on it. You know, from tomorrow I will be on a seaside, so I can have time to...
You have nothing else to do.
Let me just look in that spreadsheet. It's
I'm an old man, Andre, so I can, of course, swim, sunbathe, and do a lot of things, but not as a young guy. You get tired a lot earlier than a young guy, at least myself.
Okay.
So after a while, you stay under the umbrella, and, you know, either you read or you do other things. But I'm the only one close to 60 years, so you know. So that's, I don't know if you will get to do the same situation when you will be 60, but it's going to be in 40 years, you know. That's
cool.
Italy,
okay.
I am close to 60 from the upper side or from the lower side?
So, should we adjourn then?
Yes.
Yeah, I suggest.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay.
See you guys then. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Bye.